We have a temperature right now of 47 on the morning show. Back with us once a month, it is Bob Seneff. He's the president and CEO, Graham Health Systems. And Bob, great to see you. And I know it's been about a month or so since our last time. I know you've been behind the scenes, a ton of things going on, trying to get caught up there. But it's been very profitable. Things are really speeding ahead and moving forward here as we get to springtime here.
Yeah, we're 9 months through. Good to see you, Leon. Yeah, we've been through 9 months of our fiscal year and just having a real strong year. And we keep building our balance sheet, keep doing well. We were able to this year do a little extra employee incentive mid-year, so that was really well received by our employees, and it's one of those you love to be able to do because we got a lot of folks that are very dedicated and really feel like they own the place versus renting it, and it's 24/7, 365. So if you're not in healthcare, you don't understand.
Absolutely.
It's every other weekend, every holiday. I mean, those kind of things that our staff has to work through.
Let's get right to our list today. Welcoming orthopedic surgeon.
Yeah, Dr. Queenan starts on Monday, moving here, him and his family from the Kansas City area, and we're really excited about that. I mean, Dr. Barnhart's been here for 12 plus years and on his own, so to speak, so this will be really nice to be able to grow our business and have some call coverage for him and have some camaraderie, and anytime you need two docs in a case, that'll be available too. So we're really excited to have him here and to start growing his practice, and he's accepting patients. So feel free to call GMG and get a visit schedule with him. So we're excited about that.
Yeah. One of the things we mentioned about, you always try to get cutting edge, you're always looking, and that's probably the most is the voice and swallowing clinic.
Yeah, Dr. Shaw is right on the cutting edge of that, our ear, nose, and throat surgeon. And a couple weeks ago, we had a voice and swallowing clinic went very well. And we've got the most comprehensive voice and swallowing clinic in the area, bar none, bar Peoria, Springfield. I mean, Dr. Shaw's double board certified and does a great job. And if you've got any issues with chronic cough, hoarseness, aspiration, swallowing issues, any of those kind of things, feel free, call GMG and get an appointment with Dr. Shaw, and he'll do a real thorough review, and if there's something he can do to fix it, he will. So,
you know, and we had him on the air here, and
yeah.
And I was very impressed, and the thing about a lot of the things, it's the average person goes through numerous of these. I don't think the person out there understands how many and frequently this happens to individuals, right?
Yeah, and we get a lot of people and kids, it starts pretty early, but we get these kids and people on antibiotics, and we just, they're on too many meds, and if they've got something structurally wrong with them or something that's a bigger issue, they need to get that resolved and not be on all these antibiotics, and they build up immunities to them, and they get stronger and stronger meds.
Yeah. One of the things we want to talk about coming up in May is the vascular screening clinic.
Yeah, our vascular surgeons, Dr. Chu and Dr. Secor from Peoria, come out once a week, and on Wednesday, May 17th, from noon to 6 o'clock in the cardiac rehab education room. That's that space right between the four-story clinic and the two-story clinic, right outside of convenient care and the main lobby there, the rehab registration area. But we're going to have a vascular screening clinic, a brief carotid screen, aneurysm screen, something called a baby eyes screen, and an exam for varicose veins and edema. So both of the docs will be there staffing that, and they've been a real welcome addition to us. We had a very busy vascular practice for a number of years with Dr. Gibbs and Dr. Gowda, slowed down a little bit over the last 6-8 years, and now Dr. Chu and Dr. Secor are back and doing really well. It's 5-10 minutes talks on carotid disease, stroke, PAD, and then they're there to answer questions. It's free walk-in, so first come, first serve. Again, that's Wednesday, May 17th.
All right. One of the things we want to talk about, update on some construction, lab, surgery, lobby, and some other areas.
Yeah,
there.
Lots of stuff going on. Our lab project is really getting close to notifying the state that we would like to occupy that. So if you walked into that new space right now, floors are in, the casework's in, the ceiling's in, it's all painted. Pretty much looks like it's ready to go, except some minor tweaking. So hopefully we can notify the state in the month of May and then get in there sometime this summer. Surgery project, that's a couple-year project, but if you drive up to the south end of the hospital and look, you'll see the big glass wall is starting to go in. It's really starting to take shape. So hopefully by about Halloween of 2017, we'll be in that phase one. We'll move into phase two and then move into phase three. And about Christmas time of 2018, all three phases should be done. And that $10 million project, we'll put that to bed and have five brand new operating suites and new the entire space that's currently there will be gutted and remodeled, and then we've got the addition that will open up this fall too. So that'll be a really neat addition as our volumes continue to grow.
Also, today with Bob Senef, he's the president and CEO of the Graham Health Systems. One other thing, again, it's three in a row now for an A grade on Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade.
Yeah, Leapfrog is a private organization that surveys hospitals and certain criteria, and you add up to a score. It's a little bit like in school, you want to get the A versus the B or C. And across the Central Illinois, there are three of us that got the A grade. This is actually our third cycle in a row where we've gotten the A grade. So we're really happy to be able to say that we safety and infection control and those kind of things, patient falls, all that is top of our list in terms of what we're all about, part of our culture.
And when you look at a lot of that, and I'd imagine, you know, that credits a lot of the, longevity of the people who are on your staff and people who are coming on who are always part of that team out there.
Yeah, we got a really nice long tenured staff, and it really starts at the bedside. Our bedside nursing is fabulous. We've got, you know, dietary, housekeeping, all the support folks, but it really starts right there in the patient room and moves outward from there. It's, you know, it's sort of administration sometimes gets a credit for some of these kind of awards, but it really needs to go back to the staff. That's where it's we make it or break it right there.
And I know you've done this in the past, but we'll mention it. I'm going to be doing another survey for patients out there for some feedback.
Yeah, we actually constantly survey our patients as part of a government mandate. And so if you get the call, we'd really appreciate you returning that phone call. If you get the letter in the mail, we'd really appreciate you filling out that survey. We actually get graded by the government. It affects our compensation in terms of how we're paid for care, and we really need. And we want to, obviously, if there's a problem, we want to make sure we fix the problem. It's a little bit like what we talk to our employees about. None of us are mind readers. If there's, you know, if you need some equipment, you need supplies, we need to know that. We can get them for you, but we can't read your mind. You're out there in the trenches, so to speak, and we need to know that.
Busy day of activities coming up on May the 19th, the thrift shop, you got the School of Nursing, blood drive.
A lot going on. We have the sidewalk sale at the thrift shop. That's from 9 to 5 on May 19th. And then that evening at 7 o'clock at the Canton High School, we've got our School of Nursing graduation. A little bit different. We're used to being at the Wesley United Methodist Church, and it was tied up that evening. So we're going to switch gears and go back down to the high school at 7. And then the blood drive is during the day from 7 in the morning to 11 in the morning in the lobby conference room, and we obviously support the blood drive and try to have that on a regular basis, and it just makes you feel good if you're able to give, and that's staying right here in the community and benefiting those folks who live in Fulton County.
Kind of around the calendar, if you will, with the Service League has a number of fundraisers year-round as well, and we got a few coming up.
Yeah, a bunch of stuff on May 5th, which is next Friday from 8 to 4. We've got our Norwex sale at Graham Hospital. That's in the lobby, cleaning supply type supplies to buy. May 16th from 8 to 4 at the hospital, and then the 17th at GMG, impersonators. It's a purse sale, so probably more on the ladies be interested in that. So the 16th at the hospital, 17th at the GMG four-story building, and then June 2nd is our big golf outing. We've got tee times at 8 o'clock and at 1 o'clock out at Wematuck, and the folks at Wematuck always do a great job hosting the event. This is our second biggest money maker for the Service League and for the foundation, so we really love to be able to sell out the golf outing, and it's a lot of fun. We almost always have really good weather, have a great meal, and have a lot of fun, a lot of friendship out there.
And we were always talking about staying ahead of the game and getting your school and sports physicals as well.
Yeah, it seems like school's not even out yet, but we're all already looking at summer and busy summer and vacations and trying to get in to see a doc. And so we really promote that, to get in and see your primary care physician, your pediatrician, and, you know, beat the summer rush. Don't have one of your kids not be able to participate in a fall sport because you didn't get them in on time. And our docs really like to see their kids at least once a year, and this is a great time to do that. So to go ahead and get scheduled at GMG and get in to see your primary care doc or your pediatrician, and then you can scratch that off your to-do list for the summer, and the kids will be ready to go in the fall.
Another activity is actually going on today until 1 o'clock, the LuLaRoe sale.
Yeah, in the lobby conference room at the hospital, and LuLaRoe is, I think it's women's leggings and sundresses, those kind of things. So, again, if you're getting ready, getting your wardrobe updated for the summer, this is another one of those great, great deals, and it benefits the foundation. So it's a fundraiser for the Graham Hospital Foundation.
Always you'd like to salute those who give and have been in the profession. Mary Bradley's retirement will be held today from 3 till 6.
Yeah, Mary is just salt of the earth. Her whole family, she's got a number of sisters that work at the hospital and relatives in the community, and I think a nephew works at the hospital. But Mary is retiring after 40-plus years at Graham and 35 of those as the director of our rehab services. So feel free to stop in at GMG in the new two-story building from 3 to 6. We're going to have a party for Mary. And she's been the director since 1983. It's in the cardiac rehab education room on the ground floor. Mary's actually going to stay with us, PRN. She's got a real passion for taking care of the little ones with physical therapy issues. And so she'll stay on PRN a couple days a week and help with that population we serve. But hats off and really from the heart, Mary's been a friend for the 11 years I've been here and been a great director. And so she'll be missed. And Julie Parfit, our new director, has got some big shoes
right.
to fill.
And I think she's been in there from the very beginning when the rehab came about,
think,
right?
Our rehab history has a history with the history of the radio station that our first director was married to the owner of the radio station.
Yep.
So goes back a long
way. Yeah, with Ruth Wright a number
exactly.
of years ago. One other thing we want to mention, too, coming up May 7th to the 13th is Hospital Week.
Yeah, Hospital Week we always celebrate. We have lots going on throughout the week. We have a big picnic, so to speak, a cookout for all of our employees to try and thank them for all they do out throughout the year. We have our picnic down at Wallace Park in June, but we have a little cookout, so to speak, right there at the hospital during Hospital Week, and we try to get as many employees as possible from both the clinic and the hospital there. We have our construction guys who are working in the building come down and grab a sandwich, grab a steak sandwich or a pork chop, and so we have really a fun time.
All right. And again, some contacts if you're interested in anything we mentioned here today, a couple of different contacts or numbers that are set up there.
Yeah, our marketing department, Shelley and Sissy, 647-5240 is the main switchboard number, and then you can catch those two at extension 2203 or extension 2477 and just ask for the marketing department or the foundation department or the service league, and Sissy runs the service league for us, so they'll get you an answer or get you to somebody who's got the answer.
You think they grade us on making sure we get through all the talking points there, Bob?
They're probably tough graders on us, Leon, so maybe a C will be good for me.
Bob, we always appreciate it. Great to see
Thanks,
you.
Thanks, Leon.
Yep, keep up the great work
Take
there.
Care.
We always appreciate it. Thank you. Bob Center, President and CEO of the Graham Health Systems, on Tuned In.